Unit 4. Feelings. Page 26. 1. How's it going? The day that changed my life.
When I saw Jim on the news, I didn't recognize him to begin with. He looked really thin and his hair was falling out. When I heard the reporter say his name, though, I looked a bit more closely and then I realized it was him. I just burst out crying. I was really surprised. Because we were never really friends when we were at school together. He came from quite a poor family and his dad had been in prison. Maybe it was just because he was looking for attention. But I remember that he could be a bit loud sometimes in class. And we were just very different, I suppose. But to see him there, looking so lost and alone, begging on the street. Well, it was just so upsetting. It broke my heart, it really did. The next thing I knew, I was ringing the TV station which had run the report. I don't really know why, I just did it on impulse. Anyway, they gave me the address of a hostel for homeless people. I went down there the following day and it was really depressing. It was filthy and the whole place stank. Half the people there were either drunk or mad, or both. One of the workers showed me to where Jim was sleeping. What amazed me was that he recognized me at once and said, "Oh, Andrea, it's you." His voice sounded so sad. But at the same time, and I can't really explain this very well, it was like I could feel something pulling us together. I felt like it was destiny. I'd like to say that things have been easy for us since then, and that love has run its true course. But life doesn't work like that, does it? What happened to Jim when he became homeless was incredibly painful, and he's had to fight to overcome his addictions. To begin with, my parents were very unhappy about our relationship. My father is a very successful businessman, and I know he wanted me to marry someone with money. Still, they are slowly starting to accept my decision. And now that they've met Jim a few times, they can see he is a good man. We've had a lot of support from people who've seen our story in the papers. But we've also had a lot of negative comments too, and we've both lost some friends. The media have also put a lot of pressure on us. I know Jim doesn't see it this way, but even now, it still makes me angry the way the papers and the TV producers treat people. I just think back to that first story. Here was this completely broken man living on the streets. They came along and did their story on him, and do you know what they gave him? £10 and a cup of tea. That's it. And then they got back into their big cars and drove off, leaving him to go back to that awful hostel. They do these stories, but none of them really care about people. I can't forgive them for that. Anyway, despite all that, We've managed to survive together. He's a wonderful person, and I love him with all my heart.
Unit 4, page 29. 4. Other kinds of feelings. Listen and check your answers. 1.
Do you fancy going out for dinner later?
No, I don't really feel like it. I'd rather just stay in and cook here.
2.
Do you fancy watching that film that's on later?
No, I'm not really in the mood for a comedy.
3.
Do you fancy going jogging later?
No, I'm too tired to do any exercise. I've been on my feet all day at work.
4.
Do you fancy going to that party later on?
No, I can't be bothered. It'll take ages to get there.
Unit 4, page 30. 1. Two uses of the present continuous.
Hi, it's Ben, isn't it? How's it going?
Oh, hello. Yeah, not too bad, thanks. How are you?
Oh, all right, I suppose. So what are you doing here? Are you doing some shopping or something?
Yeah, I am. What about you?
Oh, I'm just having a wander around, you know. There's not much you can do with all this rain, is there?
Oh, I know. It's awful.
Yeah, I'm really fed up with it. I mean, it rained all day yesterday. We couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
I came here to get some sun. You know, lie on the beach and take it easy. Not sit around all day inside. I could have done that at home in England. I mean, we went out to the market the day before yesterday, but we just got soaked.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Anyway, listen, I've got to go. My wife's waiting for me. We're actually going to the market now.
I'd give it a miss if I were you. It's not very good.
Well, anyway, I'll see you.